Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is back on the air live. Jack Munson here at Social Geek headquarters in Chicago. And tonight we've got some new friends that I've just recently met, as recently as last week at the International Franchise Association. I was introduced to a brand new company that I found to be fascinating, what they're doing in some retail spaces, called GoGo Guest. And joining us tonight are the two founders of GoGo Guest, Jessica Valenzuela and Chris O'Connor. Good evening.
Hey, Jack. Hi, this is Jessica from GoGo Guest.
And hi, Jack. This is Chris O'Connor. Really excited to be here.
Thanks for joining us. I was very thrilled to meet you, Jessica, at the IFA, because, you know, sometimes you go to a conference and you see sort of the same old, and a lot of the same concepts out there and people just doing things a little bit differently than everybody else. But when you told me about GoGo Guest, I really thought, wow, this is something that I don't know of anyone else that's already tapped into something like this. So why don't we start with a little bit of the backstory of GoGo Guest? Tell us about the company, what you're doing, and maybe how the company started.
Yeah, gladly. So GoGo Guest started in late 2015. I was just fresh out of working from, I just left a venture-backed early stage startup that was in mobile enterprise. And I had this itch for an idea that would just not go away. And it was inspired by me working in coffee shops and, spending a lot of productive time while there. And I realized how I was creating a terrible experience for other customers and the business owner by staying there for 4 hours and just buying one coffee. I don't know if you saw the article that was published recently by the New York Times. It was called "What to Do When Laptops and Silence Take Over Your Cafe."
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's definitely the same in San Francisco. In New York, it's kind of funny if you go into any store or shop. It looks like more people are dating their laptops, sitting at every two or four table.
I was at a coffee shop in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, and I saw a guy sitting there, and he didn't have a phone or a laptop, and I thought, wow, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, what happened? What's he doing here? Right. Yeah, I've even seen people bringing their desktops to work in their screenplay.
Oh, no. So I was that customer, described in that article, and, I immediately thought was, that the interesting part of a solution that could solve this problem was about giving control back to the business owner in terms of how the customers spend time in a coffee shop. And, throughout that early process, we learned that, the better part of fixing this problem was really giving back to the business the tools that they can do to better grow their customer base and do a better job at, local marketing, local business marketing.
Mm-hmm. So the service you're providing for the customer is Wi-Fi access, right?
It's basically, we call it Wi-Fi service plus marketing and analytics platform. So it's not just providing a guest Wi-Fi, it's providing a total experience for the business owner where they still can provide a great guest Wi-Fi experience. It's powerful, but it's also very time managed. At the same time, they can we create this beautiful, elegant, branded splash page that comes with the platform. Their customers can just log in with a valid email address or their mobile number, whatever is preferred by the business, to be able to access the guest Wi-Fi. And from there, this information, which is what's captured, becomes the business's customer. It becomes the customer record that a business can now learn from in terms of how to better engage with that particular customer or with an aggregate group of customers.
And as a geek and as a marketer, that's where this gets really interesting to me, because now you've got that coffee shop consumer's email address and everything sort of flowing through your Wi-Fi. So now you're tying into all other types of things, right?
Right. And we're also able to, we're at a nice stage, I think, in the growth of technology and the use of technology at franchisees like coffee shops, cafes, and other service places, where there are other systems that we're all starting to roll out, like point of sale systems or loyalty programs that are starting to collect or give you a little bit of that view and insight into what customers are doing within your store. And at the same time, you know, business owners are offering Wi-Fi as sort of just a service that their customers expect. And so it makes sense, or made a lot of sense to us, to ask those patrons to give a little bit back. As you log into Wi-Fi, you know, let the business owners understand a little bit more about you, and then also gain insight from the other systems that a franchisee has, like point of sale or loyalty programs, to offer a better set of services to those customers, or to learn more, or to understand how things are working and aren't working. And at the end result being, you know, kind of a happier, better experience for patrons who come into the store.
Yeah. It feels like a good trade-off, right? Between the customer and the proprietor, that, you know, hey, we're going to give you this better Wi-Fi experience, but, you know, you may show up on our mailing list sooner rather than later.
Right. The other piece, along those lines that GoGuest is really focused on, is making sure that the trade-off is always kind of a mutual advantage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's permission-based.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So making sure that even if I am a little bit nervous about, you know, giving someone my email address, you know, we're telling them, right, or letting that person know right up front, we're going to ask your permission to send you an offer or to continue to communicate with you. And then our GoGuest customers, the businesses that are using GoGuest, are really having a wonderful time creating really compelling and easy offers that get those people back into the store and back to the restaurant that they find so valuable. So we have one franchise out of San Jose, California.
It's one of the premium bars in San Jose, and you know, it's a really compelling offer. Like, everybody loves beer. I mean, most everybody, as long as you're 18 and over.
Yes, so, anyone listening to this show loves beer, definitely.
Yeah. So basically, when you visit their location and you connect to the Wi-Fi, you validate your email address, and in 3 days, you get this magical, compelling offer of a free beer, a draft, a nice, wonderful, cold draft beer that you can just, you know, claim when you order an entree or an appetizer at any given point in time during the day. You know, there's no limitation.
And that sounds like a good trade-off. Yes.
Yeah, I do that trade-off anytime.
So anyone who's received this offer has said, you know, this is compelling. And not only that, it's only an offer that is focused on customers who are within the zip code of the location, as well as 25 miles outside of the venue. And so what I'm sharing here is that we can make these engagements really highly targeted and focused. I mean, we're not limited to local marketing. We can also focus on tourist marketing, but we can look at the list and how it's growing and segment that.
Got it. And all of these things are tying into, your marketing lists and maybe loyalty programs, right? So are you seeing a lot of changes in those areas of marketing, especially loyalty programs and maybe POS and some other things? Any big trends that you're seeing in the space?
So we're definitely seeing overlap, I guess, you know, is probably the easiest way of putting it. So we're seeing broader adoption in general,
okay.
in a number of loyalty and point of sale systems. And then we are seeing a decent amount of overlap that can, I think, sometimes be confusing for a small business. So a point of sale system may have a very quick, easy way to, you know, capture someone's information and offer a loyalty program. A loyalty program can send out email messages that sometimes looks like a marketing campaign, and then your kind of CRM or marketing system can also take a piece of that as well. So at GoGo Guest, we've been focused on taking all of that customer information and then producing the best journey, as we put it, to interact or reach out to your customers or your patrons. Yeah.
And from a...
Oh, go ahead, Jessica.
From a franchisee or a local business or independent or multi-location retailer, what it does is they're really able to get the, you know, their best customers, their connected customers, people who like to, you know, who usually have money to spend, who can come back and spend $24-$30 on lunch. And at the same time, you're also able to, we're also able to, you know, make this, you know, make the experience really, really simple for the business owner. They don't have to do anything to run these campaigns. You know, these are campaigns where they decide these are the offers that they want, and it's set up once and it's triggered and it's rules based.
Actually, that's a good, I think that comes back around to your earlier question, Jack, about, how easy or what trends we see. And that is definitely a trend we see across the different types of technology companies that GoGuest works with. Fortunately, things are getting easier and easier. You know, they're not expecting someone to use an old mail system to create like an email from scratch and, you know, market out to your customers. The same with loyalty programs, point of sale programs. I think over the next 3 to 5 years, you'll see a lot more of these technologies being plug and play, you know, where it doesn't require a lot of technical complexity or technical knowledge to get up and running. That's definitely the approach that GoGo Guest has taken. And I think a reason why our customers really, really appreciate us, because we're very sort of white glove, where you sign up with GoGo Guest and you can get up and running in a few hours and just answer a few questions that we ask you and not have to figure out how to turn on power and plug things in and configure devices and all those things.
Yeah. They literally, you know, once they sign up, they literally just plug in our access point and they're live.
And not a lot of technology for anyone at a local store to mess around with, because I'm sure that was always a nightmare. The other thing that kind of really jumped out at me on this was the feeling that a few years ago, this may have been a harder thing to pitch to the consumer sitting in the retail space. You know, I have to put my email address in, and now they're going to track me, and now they're going to know where I am, and, you know, all of those anxieties that consumers had at one point. And it just feels to me now that everyone knows that Google and Facebook and everyone else is already capturing all of this information, and it's already out there already. And if you're trying to hide your email address, good luck. So you might as well get some decent Wi-Fi out of the deal, right?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think there's also, or at least from my perspective as someone who also uses Wi-Fi, you know, I feel like I'm already there, and there, you know, I'm using the internet out in a public setting, and like you said, I'm being tracked in a variety of ways, you know, cookies on a website, that sort of thing. I almost trust the establishment I'm at more than, you know, Facebook or Google or Microsoft or Yahoo or whomever else is tracking me, because I'm going there for a reason. I'm going there because I enjoy their sandwiches or their coffee or their beer. And if they want to give me an offer for 10% off my next, you know, purchase, then that seems like more than a reasonable way of compensating me. I couldn't agree more.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Google's not going to give any consumer 10% off of anything. So, the coffee shop definitely has a little bit more skin in the game. That's excellent. So, this is Social Geek Radio, and tonight we're speaking with the co-founders of GoGo Guest, Chris O'Connor and Jessica Valenzuela. In the few minutes we have left, Jessica, we met at the International Franchise Association earlier in February, and I know that this was your first experience in the franchise conference space. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. We were already working with a couple of franchisees and franchisors, and so I was encouraged by a friend and a common friend, Thomas Scott from Brand Journalist, to go and attend. And at first, I was a little bit skeptical because I was not really sure what to expect. But then I arrived that Saturday afternoon and, you know, for the happy hour.
It's a good time to start.
It is. I found it so easy to mingle and make new friends in a sea of new faces. The conference is basically everyone, majority of the people who are there are entrepreneurs like myself. And so the energy, the enthusiasm, you know, everybody was there to really support and inspire each other. Mm-hmm. I really thought the Shelley Sons, I believe she's the chair, of the conference, was really compelling, you know, all the accomplishments that she made in the year. I really loved Dog Zarkin's turnaround story around Pearl Vision.
Yes.
During the marketing summit.
He was excellent, yes.
He was. And then there was obviously the guys from Shark Tank are always, you know, great storytellers. And when he talked about kombucha and how it's been a product that's been around for 1,000 years, and here are the brands that are making, you know, millions, billions of dollars in just a few years, it kind of hit me because I'm one of those consumers who keep on buying kombucha.
Brings it home. Right. Perfect. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts here. I couldn't agree more, especially about the marketing summit was terrific. And Shelley's son is always inspiring and tells great stories about entrepreneurship. And like you said, our golden rule here at Social Geek Radio is if Thomas Scott recommends we do something, we usually listen because he's out in front of it. So thanks to Thomas for introducing me to you, Jessica and Chris. And finally, is there a place that we can send some listeners if they've got some questions for you about GoGo Guest, or maybe they've got some questions about what they're doing and would like to chat a little further with you? Is there a place we can send those folks?
Yes, we'd love to hear more, and we'd love to engage with other entrepreneurs. So we've made it pretty easy. So we're both Chris at GoGoGuest and Jessica at GoGoGuest.com. .com, of course.
Perfect. Yeah.
And our website, which was just, you know, refreshed, is GoGoGuest, you know, GoGoGuest.com.
Looking at it right now, looks really good. Yeah, GoGoGuest.com. Jessica and Chris, thank you so much for joining Social Geek Radio, and have a great night, everyone.
That was our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.